Des lagged behind the group on purpose, taking his time to take it all in with every step he counted. He was completely immersed in the search to find anything, something. It was tough as night fell. They slowly made their way across the grass and shrubs and into the treed areas that dissolved into wilder territory. The terrain was rough and uneven at times, and sudden rises in the ground caught his legs off guard. After 5 minutes, Des lost his luster. Something was off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Jesus, what am I looking for? Is that a rubber band? This feels wrong somehow. My gut tells me this is wrong. You're not here, are you, Sabrina?
He continued searching anyway.
I know it. I feel it. You're somewhere else. Are you okay? Are you cold? Afraid? Is someone hurting you right now? This very second, is someone putting their hands on you to hurt you?
He stopped in his tracks, frozen by the sheer truth of it all. Like when a person realizes in their youth that someday they will eventually die. It wasn't something anyone could deny or protest. He had no choice or control in the situation, and he couldn't protect or save Sabrina from whatever harm had surely come to her. She was a small-framed woman. Anyone could overpower her if they wanted to. Someone could easily sweep her away. She could be dead, but she could also be somewhere he could never find, never to be seen again. And then, the panic took over. Gravity pulled Des to his knees, and he was unable to catch his breath. He tugged at the collar of his shirt, trying to somehow make room for more air to go down his throat to his lungs. It wasn't working. He saw Alex turn back to look at him. Des, what is it? Opening his mouth, nothing would come out. As Alex rushed over, Des kept trying to force the words. Des, breathe, buddy. With every breath, Des felt the strength come back to his legs, and he stood up to speak, adamantly shaking his head back and forth.
Not here. She's not here.
He looked aimlessly around. Points of flashlights dotted the darkening trees.
Des, what do you mean?
Des took off in a mad sprint in the near dark. A strong ringing overtook his sense of hearing. He could hear Alex calling behind him, but his voice sounded very muffled and far away.
Des, where are you going? God damn it!
Des ran into the night with no reason for it, except that he needed to move fast to get somewhere. There was nowhere he could really go. Nowhere he needed to go unless Sabrina was there.
Sabrina!
He called out as he ran, fueling his impulse to run, for her, if not directly to her. Darkness closed into the trees.
Sabrina! Sabrina!
In raw desperation, he ran until he couldn't see the lights from the search crew, but he knew they would catch up with them. They were a search crew, after all, and he was screaming. But he wasn't trying to lose them or himself. He was just trying to find some hope, some solace where none seemed to be.
Sabrina!
When Alex and the others caught up to him, they simply stood around him, giving him a wide berth. Des looked up at the sky, trying to see over the trees and beyond. Sabrina could be anywhere. He leaned back and took a deep breath before bellowing at the top of his lungs one more time.
Sabrina!
Alex moved in toward him, and Des could read the uncertainty on his face. Des reached up to feel his wet cheeks. Tears. Of course, more tears. His eyes oozed them. Alex gently grabbed his arm and hugged him, but it seemed more to restrain than comfort him. Des looked around at Armand and the other strangers who were witnessing his very personal breakdown. He didn't care. Until someone they loved dearly was missing and in undefined peril, they would never understand. He hoped they would never have to.